is unleashing a cruel counterpunch at the United States. More than half the states are seeing rises in case numbers. Some are dramatic. The country has set a record for new infections. The totals to this point, 2.4 million cases, the highest in the world, at a cost of more than 124,000 lives lost. Texas is among the states pausing their reopenings as COVID-19 surges. Texas has played a leading role in efforts to jumpstart individual state economies deeply damaged by the pandemic. Texas has been setting daily highs for new virus cases. Governor Greg Abbott says the pause is designed to help check the spread of the disease until the state can safely enter the next phase of its reopening. Texas has experienced record numbers of COVID hospital admissions every day for 2 weeks. Elective surgeries in major cities are being suspended to free up hospital beds. The mayor of Austin, the Texas capital, told CNN his city's hospitals will soon be overwhelmed. The Texas death toll stands at just over 2,300 with 134,000 cases. Arizona has lost 1,500 lives to the virus and has seen three straight days of at least 3,000 virus transmissions. And over the past week, 23% of Arizona's coronavirus tests have come back positive, nearly triple the national average. Seeking to protect the major gains they have made in dealing with the virus, the governors of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut have ordered that visitors from eight other U.S. states be quarantined for 2 weeks on arrival in New York. A White House coronavirus task force briefing, the first in nearly 2 months, is scheduled today at midday. The latest report on the coronavirus worldwide, more than 9.6 million cases, with a death toll approaching 490,000. The tallies are from Johns Hopkins University. More news online at voanews.com. There is also, for your listening convenience, an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. In the midst of the pandemic, the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump is urging the Supreme Court, to